Man, all right, it's good, a joy. I just come and be with Brother Height. A few things that I would like to say before that we get into this. A lot of times people maybe wonder about people that come in and everything, and I thought as a brother was teaching Sunday school this morning that there's some things that happened to me.
Amen.
There's something that happened to me.
Amen.
There was a change that took place.
Amen.
Now I want to tell you about this and how my conversion was, and I love to hear everybody's conversion. Now, how did it all happen with them? But me and my wife, we done got up. We had two kids, and I had a brother just younger than me that was constantly in church and working in church and doing everything in church. And he was, every time I would run across him, he would get after me about coming to church. And at that time, I didn't have no need of it, didn't think I did. But he got after me about coming to a revival. And I told my wife, I said, all right, you get ready. I said, we're going, and I'm going to get him off of my case. And I went that night, and I got him off of my case, but somebody else got on it. And that night, I couldn't tell you what the man preached. I know the man that preached, and seemed like every time that he had a word to say, he was looking right at me. When it come time to pray in the altar, why, he give us an opportunity. And I made my way down to that old altar. I can see it right now, and the old church is tore down, and they built a new one. But I could get within just a foot or two of where other things happened to me.
Amen.
But now, a lot of people don't know how I was back yonder. There's a lot of things really didn't matter to me, and I didn't much care for nobody. But after that night, God put something in there.
Amen.
I mean, there was something in there that stirred down on the inside of me. And I made me love people when I hated. Amen. Would take me in. Amen. Just put my arms around them.
Yes,
I began to tell them how much.
Amen.
That God had done for me. I bless His holy name. This morning, oh God, I look around. Amen. Here this morning, amen. All these young people, amen. I told the brother, amen, while ago, amen. I said, you've got a sack full of gold. Amen. Around here, amen. Thank God. And how you use it. I bless the Lord this morning. God, amen, is going to get glory, amen, and honor out of it. Ah, bless His name. Bless His name this morning. Then about 5 years or so after that, there was another call come. I run for about 5 years, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to get this told.
Go ahead, follow God.
God began to call on me. I was afraid not to go to church. If it hadn't been for that, I would have stayed at home.
Yeah.
For I didn't want to do this job right here. Amen. Just didn't want to do it. I said, leave it to my brother, somebody else besides me. Now you're looking, no boy, that was uneducated. But one Sunday morning on Mother's Day, about 5 years, I told the Lord, I said, if that's what I've got to do, I said, you know what I am and how I am. I said, nothing don't satisfy you but for me to do that. I said, you take care of everything and I'll go. There's a whole lot anybody in the world can beat me. But there's nobody that enjoys trying any more than I do when the Spirit of the Lord
Amen.
Comes by. Amen. If you do it without the Spirit, amen, it ain't no good.
That's right.
Oh, but I love to feel it when it comes down. Oh, Lord. Amen. When the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, begin to move. Amen. I love it when it comes by. Amen. But I've got one little verse of scripture in why. Amen. I've been here and there trying my best to figure out, amen, what the Lord wants out of me. But, amen, this morning, thank God, there's one. Had a little verse that began how to hang with me pretty good. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Lord, bless
him. Help him, God. 22nd chapter of Proverbs. Now, I don't know why this right here is like it is with me. But I get to think about these things, the brother's teachings and amen, how the love of God is and how it works and why it works. Amen, I don't know if you're in here today and you don't know about the love of God. Amen, it's time that we find out. Amen, thank God. Amen, I think about, amen, all of our old timers. Amen, to have done later down and went on to be with the Lord. Amen, my dad was a preacher. Amen, all of my life pastored. Amen. A Baptist church. Amen. Oh, Lord. How he preached and when. Amen. A lot of times I didn't understand. Amen. Thank God. But he laid out some things. Amen. Thank God for us children. Amen. They were five of us kids. Amen. Thank God Dad pretty much raised us. Amen. For Mom passed away in 1965. Amen. Thank God. But I want you to know something. Our dad planted some things, amen, in our lives, amen, that never did, amen, get lost.
Amen.
He planted some things there. So, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 28. Just a short verse. He said, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy father have set.
Yeah.
I don't know about everybody else. Hey man, I was brought up back yonder. Hey man, I can remember things. Hey man, in some of these old camp meetings, hey man, that took place in our area down there, our dad was always involved in them. And a lot of our old preachers, hey man, thank God when they stood and they opened the pages. Hey man, this blessed book right here, hey man, thank God. Hey man, the power and the glory of God. I would come by. I bless His name. Amen. I love to feel. Amen. Some of that. When it comes by. Amen. My way. Amen. I love it. Amen. When God begin to roll back. Amen. The windows of heaven. Amen. Thank God and begin to move. Amen. Among the congregation. Amen. Everybody heart. Amen. About hard preaching. Amen. There ain't no such thing. Amen. It's hard preaching. If you can take this book right here and open it up. Amen. And begin to preach out of it. How will the anointing come on high? Amen. It'll be right for you.
Amen.
It'll be right for you. I don't know if any of y'all ever had any dealings down home. I know some folks and the landlines on properties causes lots of problems. Causes lots of problems. Hey man, they used to down there. Hey man, they'd go up yonder, they know where the landmark was at. Hey man, supposedly. Hey man, thank God, and they'd go and get it. Hey man, they'd move it over here. Hey man, in order to gain just a little bit of ground. Hey man, next thing you know, this one over here. Hey man, he'd go and get it, move it back. Hey man, to where he thought it ought to be. Hey man, this morning. And the next thing you know, hey man, nobody really knows. Hey man, where the corner really was. So they'd call a surveyor. Hey man, to come in. Hey man, thank God. Now you know what a transit is. Hey man, thank God. Hey, you take that transit up and set that thing. Hey man, just right and it'll shoot you. Hey man, a straight line. Hallelujah to God. Hey man, I look at it today. I've never seen the like. Hey man, now people, I know what I'm feeling. Hey man, thank God I feel. Hey man, the presence to the Lord. Hey man, among us. Hey man, this morning. But I want you to know. Hey man, thank God. Hey man, we have food around here. Hey man, thank God the Baptist says that it's this way. Hey man, thank God. And the next thing you know, hey man, you got the Methodist over here and said, no, it's this way. Hey man, thank God you've got to do this and you've got to do that before that you can make it in. But I want you to listen to me this morning. Hey man, there are a lot of people today. Hey man, they'll tell you you ain't got this and you ain't got that. If you don't speak in tongues, hey man, they'll tell you this. Hey man, if you can't do this, how you not a going? But listen to me. Amen. This morning. Amen. We have thrown this thing out. Amen. Thank God, and nobody knows anymore. Amen. What's right? But you know what's fixing to happen? Amen. They still gonna be. Amen. God's still gonna have somebody. Amen. Here. That'll tell the truth. Hey man, thank God. But I tell you what we're going to have to do. Hey man, it's church folks today. We're going to have to know what the truth is. And I preach a word. How can I get the truth? Hey man, whoa. If you just find you. Hey man, thank God I know 1611. Hey man, King James Bible. And you'll begin to read in it. And you'll begin to pray and seek God. Amen. He'll let you know. Amen. Right where the truth is. Amen. Every man that stands is not going to tell you the truth. Amen. Thank God. But them men, How the Bible said they would go about, amen, deceiving and being deceived. Amen, this morning, listen. That old book right there is right. Amen, it's just like that old transit. Amen, thank God if you set it up. Amen, and shoot you a good straight line. Amen, out of this right here. Amen, God, I will stand with you. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Well, I told you I know what happened to me that night. This I know. Nobody didn't have to tell me. Whatever that was, it just took place.
Yeah.
Right down there, and they steal sometimes. Boy, it gets in there. Amen. It began to stir me just a little. What I love the power of God when it comes by.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, preacher, all that stuff's too hard. There's nothing hard, amen, about the Word of God. Amen, all it is just a roadmap. Amen, to get us out of this world down here. Amen, thank God, land us safe. Amen, over on the other side. Amen, I don't know about you, but I think about the Scriptures. Amen, where He said, how the dead in Christ, I would rise first. Hallelujah to God. Amen, this morning, and we that are alive and remain, I shall be caught up. Amen, thank God, we're changed. In a moment, in a twinkling, amen, of an eye, it's going to be quick. Amen, and we'll be yonder.
Yes, sir.
We'll be yonder.
Yes,
sir. Amen, I've had these folks. I've had a bunch of holy folks that told me, amen. They just told me, you ain't going, preacher. Yeah, they told me that. But now I'm going to tell you what God put in there.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's right.
He took out almost a heart of stone.
Yeah, that's right.
But He put in a heart of flesh. I'm going to tell you something, preacher.
Yes.
There was a time back yonder I wouldn't have had no use for you.
Yeah.
And I told you to find you another road to go down. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
But ain't you glad? There's something greater. Than that man right there.
They
some that'll get in you. Hallelujah. Amen this morning. Amen. Thank God the Bible said, amen, hold us without no man. I would see God. But I know, preacher, what's in me and what's on me this morning. Amen. Thank God you tell me, amen, what you want. Amen. But it ain't nothing. But the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Of walking up and down to the avenues of my soul this morning.
Oh,
Lord. They tell you, get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what they'll tell you. Well, I'm not against all them things.
Yeah,
But I had to get sanctified first. What is sanctified? Being cleaned on the inside. Amen. God had to clean this thing out of here. Amen. Thank God before how that He would set up a boat. Amen. In my life. Well, bless His name. Amen. Amen. Now you tell me. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I know what's a moving on me. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And if you, amen, have got that same spirit. Amen. It's a hook in. Bless the Lord this morning. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel something. Amen. Thank God. Seemed like just walking around. Amen. This morning. Amen. But I want you to know and understand. Amen. I've been sanctified. Amen. Then feel with the Holy Ghost. Bless His name. I know what that is. And that's what's going to take get you out of here.
Yeah.
If you ain't got it in you, you better be getting it in you. But we have removed all of this. We have moved the Word of God. We have changed it. Amen. We're down to the place now. Hey man, thank God it's hard to go to a Bible bookstore. Hey man, and find you a regular King James Bible.
That's the truth.
Hey man, they got all these left-handed things that they're calling Bibles.
Yeah, that's right.
But you listen to me. If you'll flip over there in the book of Revelation. Hey man, thank God, believe it's the 27th, 21st, 22nd chapter. He said to remove not any man that take away from the prophecies of this book right here. Amen. You take away from it, God's going to take away from you. But if you add to it, amen, you ain't going to be no better off. Preach and add to you the plagues that are written in that book. Amen. Now then, brother, if you happen to run up on me down the road somewhere or another and I have to preach, amen, it ain't going to be no different down there than it would be here.
Amen.
Amen. This right here is no different. Amen. Than what Mount Moriah down there on Lookout Mountain gets. Amen. Thank God week after week. Amen. Thank God what we're going to have to do. Amen. Brother, I'm going to say this to you. Amen. You got a bigger load on you. Amen. Than you realize. Amen. This morning. Amen. When I looked around. Amen. And I would. Amen. I would love to have. Amen. A mess of young people like you've got. Amen. Well, listen to me. Amen. This morning, that's a load. Amen. To shoulder. Amen. Thank God to point out. Amen. The landmarks. How that they don't get moved. Amen. Hunt them a straight way. Amen. Yonder. How they don't need to be in. All these left-handed books and all that other junk. How that's going on. They don't need it. You don't need Joel Osteen sitting in front of your eyes either.
Amen.
That ain't all.
Amen.
You don't need Joyce Myers.
That's right.
Sitting in front of you.
That's right.
Now y'all may get mad at me about some of this. Amen. Hey man, but I'm just going to tell you just like it is.
Yeah.
Hey man, we've got too many of them. Hey man, out yonder that has took everybody down the wrong road.
Yeah.
Amen. People have begun to follow a man.
Right.
They've left this right here. Amen. I thought about a preacher friend of mine that lives down there in Fort Payne, and he had a daughter. She was about 14, 15 year old at the time. and she was friends. And so happened he wasn't having church at his church for some reason or another. And she begged him into taking him, her, and going down to this church where some of her friends went. They went down there and he went in, had his Bible under his arm. And he said, a feller met him at the door and said, you don't need that Bible. He said, you let me tell you something. He said, if my Bible ain't welcome, I'm not welcome.
Right.
He said, my Bible goes with me.
Amen, brother.
Oh, Lord. And it wasn't but just a little bit. Well, he said it was like you was in Hollywood. He said, the next thing you know, all these flashing lights are going on.
Have mercy.
Amen. He sat there a little while. He said, Drexel, they turned all the lights out except a little spotlight on a man up here. I said a man. I didn't say a preacher.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. If he'd been a man of God, that junk wouldn't have been going on to start with.
Right.
But they turned all the lights out but what was right here. And he said, I looked around and he said, all the teenagers sitting back there all hugged up. Hey man, a kissing in the back of the church. Hey man, he said, I got up. Hey man, he said, I told my wife and told my kids that we are not welcome here.
Right. Amen.
And they got up and walked out of the church. What is that teaching them young people?
That's right. That's right.
That Bible right there said, train up a child in the way it should go, and when he grows old, he wouldn't depart from it.
Amen.
Right. Amen. There's some teaching. Lord. Young people, if you in this house, when this man right here stand behind this pulpit, amen, and he began to lay the law down. Amen, some of it's going to get over in some of the young people's field. Amen, they're going to get ill and they're going to go to the house and, boy, they're going to fuss at mama and daddy because of that. Amen, but listen to me. Amen. Somewhere. Amen. Thank God. Parents. Amen. We're going to have to take a hold. Amen. We're going to have to make a stand. Amen. For our government is trying to take them. Amen. Away from us this morning.
Right. Yes, sir.
Bless his name.
Yeah.
I guess, like I said, I'm 73-year-old. I was raised up back yonder. When the order was given, you filled it or else.
Yes, sir. Sure. Yes, sir.
People are afraid of that anymore. Why? I don't believe in child abuse.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I look on the news and I find out, hey man, and hear it on there where some, hey man, 10, 11, 12 year old, hey man, been molested. I listen. Hey man, thank God. Hey man, God's judgment on that. Hey man, is hard.
Yes,
but our judgment's real light on it. Have y'all ever seen a preacher that was anointed of God. And I'm talking about preach. I'm talking about he'll beat anything I've done. But that man has run for office, hey man, 2 years in a row, or 2 terms. And it's just blowed out how people have supported him. But he goes from church to church to church all over the country down there. Hey man, I'm talking about preaching the word of God. Hey man, he's got the child molesters. Hey man, killers. Hey man, in his jail down there. Hey man, but you know what he does? He tells them about the word of God. Hey man, he'll lay it on them. Hey man, I've had him and his prisoners out to my church. Hey man. Hey man, seen 5. Hey man, get right with the Lord. Other churches down there don't want them in there because they're prisoners. Well, if that's the only way you can get them, you need to get them. Because they were down there, they won't let you go in the jails down there and preach to them no more. There was a time you could go in and preach to them. I've been in there and done it. But now they won't let you. Well, this jail sheriff is trying to get things set up right now to where we can go in and have a revival inside the jail. I don't know about y'all, right? I know y'all are a long way from y'all. But I believe one thing. Amen. Now this I believe as much as I believe anything in this world. I believe there's some people in here can get a hold of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe that. But I'd love for you to pray for us down there.
God bless
him. We're trying to get a city park down there. Amen, for young people to where they can come out. And I'd love to tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sure of this right here. Y'all heard, amen, about Jesus.
Yes.
But I want to tell you this now. Amen. When you make your way, amen, thank God down here somewhere, amen, or somewhere in between the pews, amen, thank God, and God begin to deal with you, and you fall on your face and begin to pray and seek God, amen, when that burden rolls away, listen to me.
Amen.
He put that Holy Ghost in there.
That's right.
He put it in there.
Amen.
When you get born again,
yeah,
I'm talking about born again.
Yeah, right. That's right, brother.
I'm talking about down to the place how that you wash white.
Yeah.
Don't want none of this whitewashed stuff. Won't you wash white?
Amen.
When you get there, and all of this is rolled away from you, there's something that'll be in you that'll lead you and it will guide you through all truth and righteousness. Oh, Lord. How many of y'all here this morning know, you know that you've got the Holy Ghost in you? You know that this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. If you know that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you know that.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
There ought to be something inside of you.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, Lord. That'll make a difference.
Yes.
It'll make a show.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. Whoa.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen to God. For what I feel. Walking up and down the avenues of my soul this morning. Amen. Whoa. Amen. I don't see. Amen. Thank God. If it's like that with you.
Yes.
Amen. I don't see
yes.
how you can sit there too good.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
You're right, brother.
Yes.
Holy.
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 Hey!
That's right.
Bless his name this morning.
Yes, right.
Whoa! Bless his name this morning. Whoa! Can you bless his name? There's not a name. Amen. Above his. Amen. Bless his name. Whose name? Jesus! Jesus! Amen, this morning. Amen, thank God. We need to get some things settled. Amen, thank God in our hearts. Amen, and get our feet planted. Amen, and going straight yonder. I tell you what I could do this morning. Oh, preacher, you can't do it. I know I can.
Yeah.
I can tell you what, young people, in this house this morning, I could take them. Get them back under somewhere and begin to work with them. Hey man, it wouldn't take long. The older ones would have to move over and give room. These young ones can make old folks ashamed when they will. I want to tell y'all something. You can laugh at this or you can just shrug it off. You do whatever you want with it. But I'm going to tell you anyhow. Why are you going to tell us? Well, another place over there in the scriptures where it said, give warning. Your warning. That's the reason I said you got a handful. But I'm going to tell you something. That's a handful I'd love to have. These young people. They're to be the church of tomorrow. All right. What are we teaching them? What road are we walking down? Where do they see mom and dad at? How do they see mom and dad treat folks? That love. Got to get back that love. If you can't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? Amen. They need to be some hearts joined together. And I'm not talking about just husband and wife. I said they need to be some hearts joined together.
Yeah. Right.
Why? Why would you want hearts joined together? Hey man, I'll tell you what would be real good if everybody in here that's born again, I would get our hearts joined together and begin to pray and seek the face of God. Amen. Amen. There's enough in here. Amen. Thank God to turn this place, amen, upside down around here.
Right.
Ah, preacher, that ain't going to happen no more. Yeah. That's the reason we don't have nothing. If everybody decided it ain't going to happen no more.
That's right.
How many of you believe that God is still God?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, the best I can tell, the majority in here has professed that Jesus is Lord,
yes, sir,
of their life.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Everybody thinks I can't do nothing. Preacher, I don't know this and I don't know that. I don't know how to do all these things. Listen to me. Little is much when God's in it.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. That little old mustard seed was planted.
Yes.
Amen. It ain't talking about some of this little stuff that we see growing in our garden.
Yeah.
Amen. For them, mustard seed's bigger, amen, than the one he was talking about.
Right.
But it turned into a big old tree.
Yes. Yes.
The birds lodged in it.
Yes, sir.
It was a shade to animals.
Right.
Amen. You just get that little grain of mustard seed and get her planted. Something will happen. Something will happen.
Right.
Do you love the Lord this morning? I'm talking about really love you. We've got a change right here. And if you take it, I'm going to tell you something. When I seen all these boys begin to line up here this morning, begin to sing, I thought, oh, Lord, what a blessing that it was. See them lined up, all of them with their instruments and stuff like that. Right? That's a blessing from the Lord. It's a blessing. But I want you to know something this morning. If you don't hold them close, pray over them. The devil will rob you of every one of them if he can. He'll rob you of every one of them if he can. Let's set some of these landmarks. I'm talking about set them right. Set them by the Word of God. And when you set them by that right there and yonder, hey man, you know where I'm headed?
Yeah.
It's just a straight shot.
Yeah.
Bible said it was a narrow way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about narrow way.
Yeah.
But he said broad is the way that leads to destruction and many be there to go in. Does that tell you something this morning? Look at our government. They're trying. They're trying every way in the world to get everybody to depend on them.
That's right.
They want us to depend on them. Hey man, that's the reason they're sending out all these checks. Hey man, to keep people out of work. Hey man, thank God you drive around everywhere you go. Hey man, thank God signs up now hiring. Hey man, thank God we've come to a place, hey man, that we won't work no more. Hey man, listen. Hey man, I have worked hard, hey man, all of my life.
Amen.
There is nothing wrong with working. You know what? A good, honest working man will keep him straight.
Well, that's right.
It'll keep you straight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm through, I guess. But I would this morning that we would get a hold of some of these old landmarks. It's not all of this junk that you're hearing going on today. It ain't none of this. Repeat after me.
That's right.
I don't want you to repeat after me.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to get on an altar and begin to talk to God.
Yeah.
Preacher, I don't know what to say. Tell him what's on your heart. Tell him what's there. You know what's in your heart. And all you got to do is tell the Lord. And if you'll tell him, he knows what to do. He knows how to get at it. Amen. Preacher, I don't know how to get at it. But God does.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say this. You may be here and you may be saved. But somehow you ain't giving God what He needs and what He wants. What do you mean, preacher? Amen. Every once in a while I have to find me a place.
That's it.
I have to pray and seek God.
Yes, sir.
If I've done wrong, I have to repent.
That's right.
How many of us this morning need to repent?
Yeah.
What a better time than this right here.
Right.
Just find your way into a place and begin to seek God. Amen, brother. Probably for next Sunday, you're probably standing right here again. I'm not saying you ain't praying. I don't, God forbid that I say that. But I'm going to tell you something. The more you seek Him, the more spiritual this teaching goes. Brother Hyde, I'm not a doubting man that you're a praying preacher. I don't doubt that a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But there's times you have to go to the Lord.
Oh, right.
Yes. I'd love for him to come play a song, get a song of some sort. If you hear this morning, Lord, Lord, don't let this day get by you. Don't let it get by you until you know that everything's all right between you and the Lord. I don't care how old or how young you are. That's the least of my worries. The only thing is that you get before the Lord this morning. Amen. Preacher, why? There's something I see this morning, preacher, that the Lord has pointed out this morning. While you stand this morning, everybody may do this different way I do. It's just the way I do it. I try my best to follow the leadership of the Lord. But I would this morning that we stand to our feet. And I want you to think about this. As sure as I'm standing before you, there's somebody here that needs to be in this altar praying and talking things over with God this morning. I wonder right now, would you just come? Amen. You sit here and say no. You're not saying no to me. And you're not saying no to Westside Baptist Church. But you're saying no to God. Saying no to God. Would you right now? While they're playing on this piano. Oh Lord. Somebody need to come. And somebody need to get things fixed with God this morning. What about it right now? Just step out and wave down here. And get it all before God. Would you do that? Come on this morning. God's speaking to you. God's tugging at your heart. How good it is and what a blessing it is just to be able to get on your face before God and begin to seek Him. Somebody, come on, would you? Amen, come on. God spoke to you. Now's the time. Oh, Oscar can't change you. Brother Hyde can't change you. But I'll grant you one thing. There's a place right here where you can meet somebody that'll change everything for you. What about it right now? Would you come? While these others is praying. Oh, Lord. Why people want to let things get by them. This right here fixing to come to a close for my part. But I wonder right now, while you, for just a minute, would you please? If I got to beg, I'll beg for you. Please, don't let this get away from you.
Well, I'll say this as you're praying. Might be some names. There's people lost. You just need to come pray their name before the Lord. Maybe need healing. Pray their name before the Lord. Whatever is your need and whoever you don't have a need. What I do, I come and I just bow and tell God about it. I mean, I come and tell God about it. If I got lost family, them in need, touched by God in a special way, healed.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God, help us, Lord. This is what this is
about. Yeah, right now, Lord.
Right now, I mean, just go to God. Make it real in your heart. Go to God. I mean, that's what I say. I just go to God. I mean, just go to God in the name of Jesus Christ and just God tell it to
them. Oh, Lord, help them, Lord.
I mean, that's what I do. Oh, God, help us, Lord. God, help us. Oh, God, there's people this morning, God, need a touch. And we got the access as a child of God to pray for them. And God, have mercy. While the Spirit stirred, while the iron's hot. God, while He's dealing with your heart, God, I pray, oh God, you'd hear us this morning. Oh God, hear us. Oh God, hear us. Oh God, hear us. Oh Lord, hear us, God. This could be God today, Lord. God, that some name or something got on somebody's heart. God could be brought to you, Lord. And God, the hand of God would move upon their faith. God, that you give them through hearing this morning. God, the word of God. I appreciate God. The good preach word. Oh Lord, hear us, God, this morning. God, them as God needing a touch in a physical way. God, for Miss Heather's daddy Randy, God, I pray for him. God, I'm asking God that you'd heal his body, whatever the need is. I pray, oh
God, you do it. I appreciate God. I pray for Michael this morning. God, I pray, God, you'd heal his body. Oh, God, I bring it before you, Lord. I pray, God, for souls. God, of these young people, God, that's never crossed from death to life. God, I pray, oh, God, you do in their heart. God, what only God, the power of God, can do. I thank you, God, for your help. I appreciate God letting me be a part of the family of God and be able to pray to God. Lord, you said how much more you avenge your own elect that cry day and night unto you. And God, today, God, that's our cry. God, that you'd avenge God and you'd work God and you'd bless God. Lord, these dear people, God, in something in their heart, I pray, oh, God, touch. Here, God, this morning, I pray, our God. Oh, Lord, in my spirit, God, I thank you, God, for the good word this morning. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you for meeting with me. And God, these that's gathered in the house of God, hear us now, Lord God, touch and work and move according to thy will. God, we know thy will, God, as we have confidence. God, if we ask anything, you'll hear us. Oh, my God, thank you again. Bless, Lord, I pray. In the Lord Jesus' name we ask, our God.
Bless his name.
Yeah, Lord. God is.